Hello and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. If you're a parent, you understand the struggle of keeping your kids reverent during church. To be honest, I would be totally in shock if I walked into church and kids were quietly paying attention and sitting still. It's totally normal. Children just don't have that attention span to just sit and be attentive. Actually, even few adults have that kind of attention span. Just because children have a hard time paying attention doesn't mean that they lack faith, but there are ways you can help them understand the importance of having reverence at church. Reverence starts at home. Children will act the way that they are taught to act. We can't expect them to just understand they are in a church, so they automatically must be reverent. It's easier to practice and prepare with your kids. Talk to them when you're at home. Practice behaving at home how you would behave at church. It's so easy to wake up Sunday mornings rushing and running around everywhere, trying to get ready for church. We all know Sunday mornings are busy and you're running around trying to get all the kids ready as well. One of the suggestions Mandy Slack gives us in her LDS Living blog post is to prepare the day before. When we prepare the day before for church, it can help make Sunday mornings go a lot more smoothly. Invite your children to pick out their Sunday outfits, as well as your own, the night before and have it ready. When you're not running around on Sunday morning, it's likely you and your children will be calmer. 3 hours of church is a long time for some children. They might get hungry and need a snack. So make sure to pack up some snacks for them to have at church. Mandy advises to try not to give your children anything with sugar. This way they don't get out of control, and she jokes, it makes it easier on the primary teacher. And of course, there is the hallway, the magical hallway. Children are smart. I remember when my little sister was a toddler, she knew that if she misbehaved, my mom would take her out into the hallway and let her play and run around. This, says Mandy, is a no-no. Make the time in the hallway or foyer unpleasant. Let your children know that going out into the hallway is not to have a good time, but to be quiet and reverent as well. Some parents suggest having your child sit on your lap and practice being reverent. Carrie McLennan, a mother of three, says, after they have practiced for a while, we'll give them the choice to either keep practicing or go back in with everyone else. This works really well. Make sure your children understand that sacrament is where they need to be, not the hallway. It's unrealistic to expect your children to just sit there quietly and listen, but you can provide reverent entertainment for them to do. Desert Book has some great spiritual activity books with puzzles and coloring pages. Bring some activity books and crayons for your child to use. They even have a Book of Mormon app that you can download on your phone, which provides puzzles and games to keep your little ones entertained. Don't feel discouraged if your children are being irreverent. It's normal. Don't let that stop you from having a peaceful Sunday. Teach your children what it means to be reverent, and most importantly, set the best example for them. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to tune in Monday through Fridays for a daily dose of inspiration, and be sure to check out mormonchannel.org for daily inspirational quotes, videos, music, and more.